Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now at the beginning of the second parak of Masechet Nazir. And the first Mishnah, which begins at the very beginning of Daf Tet Amud Aleph, is a brief Mishnah tackling one particular point and having a machloket Beit Shemayim Beit Hillel about this particular haflah, and then a dissenting opinion about what the machloket was about. Remember, of course, that the only thing that a nazirut affects, the only food that it affects, is food related to grapes. So a person says, I'm a nazir from the dried dates and dried figs. Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir. Beit Shammai says that that's a valid hafla for nazirut. He may sit, and they may say that it's even more than that. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Beit Hillel say it is not nazirut. The question is whether it's anything at all. And that's a machloket Rishonim. The Rambam says it is a valid neder, and other Rishonim say that it's not. It's nothing. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kshamru Beit Shammai, even Beit Shammai's position, Mu'amrul Ela Ba'omer Harein Alai Korban, that Beit Shammai only said that it's a valid neder, not a valid nazirut, and that's only if they said this is a korban. So Rabbi Yehuda has a very different take on this machloket. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the first presentation is that Beit Shammai takes a more validating or more stringent view if the person says, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai would not accept that as a valid nazirut, but would accept that as a valid neder of banning oneself from grogorot and tvelah, and only if he added in the word korban, and that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Hillel, even in a case like that, would consider it nothing. All right, let's take a look. So why do Beit Shammai say this? Beit Shammai's position is very bizarre. The Torah forbade grapes, not dates and figs. There is no such thing. That's like saying, I'm a nazir relative to cutting my toenails instead of cutting my hair. It's a meaningless statement. So, Beit Shammai Savar like Reb Meir. Let's start as follows. Beit Shammai, first of all, accepts Reb Meir's notion, and this is a machloket Reb Meir Rabbi Yossi that we saw in Masechet Nedarim, sourced in a discussion about tamura. If you have an ola and a shlamim in front of you, and then you bring a third animal, and you say, point to the animal and say, harezu tumurat ola, tumurat shlamim, Reb Meir says that it is tumurat ola. The first thing you said, diamar, ena damotzidva, sorry, ena damotzidva of the vatala. This position of Reb Meir, which is consistent with that, is that a person does not say something that is meaningless, and therefore when he said hareini nazir, that is a meaningful statement. They hold Rabbi Yossi's position, was developed later in Tumurah. De'amar, bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. We take a person, the end of a person's words is what confirms and defines what he meant. So here, what did the person say? So at a simple level, Beit Shammai, at this point, believes the person has taken nizirut, and Beit Hillel believes it's only a neder from grogrot and vela. And the question is, when you say two, not mutually exclusive, but two disparate things, and it's clearly one statement, which part of the statement do we accept as your intention, the opening words or the closing words? However, v'hain neder upitcho imohu, that the way that we're now taking it is that Rabbi Yos says, therefore, when you say hareini nazir, mina grogrot mina tvela, effectively, grogrot and tvela is the release point for getting out of the nazirut by saying, oh, I meant to ban grogrot and not grapes. Now, Beit Shammai nami neder pitcho imohu, but Beit Shammai have to agree that grogrot and tvela is a release point for nazirut. Ella, we have to add to what we say. Ella here is not a rejection, it means we have to add one more piece. Beit Shammai savela k'reb meir, damar ena damotzid va'ala batala, first. V'cheven damar harini nazir ha'velei nazir. So therefore, since the first words out of his mouth are harini nazir, he's a nazir. When you then said the second half, he's coming there in order to try to create the vehicle for a release from the nazirut, she'ela. Beit Shammai l'tamai damri enin she'ela behektesh. Beit Shammai are appropriating their normal position, which is you cannot retract a hektesh. Since you cannot retract a hektesh, if you're makdish an animal, you can't go to the chacham or to beitin and say, I regret it, I didn't intend it, etc. Rather, it is what it is. See, therefore, in Sheila b'Nazirut, as I mentioned in the opening shir to Masachat Nazir, there is courses throughout Masachat Nazir, a subtextual tension about whether or not Nazirut is essentially Nidre Isur and Nidre Hekdesh. And this position seems to posit Nazirut as essentially Nidre Hekdesh, and therefore the Gemara says, since Beit Shammai says in Sheila b'Hekdesh, therefore in Sheila b'Nazirut, because Nazirut is a subset of Hekdesh. So therefore, Beit Shammai says, once you said Harini Nazir, you're a Nazir. Grogorant Vila is your crowbar to get released, but you can't get released, and therefore it doesn't work. At that point, we don't know whether Minagrogorant Vila now constitute a separate neder, or whether it just means that those words are ignored. They hold like Rabbi Shimon, who we will see momentarily from a Mishnah Menachot. If you present a neder, again, Nidre Hekdesh, a neder in a bizarre way, like you offer up a animal that is not fit for an olah, and Sereza olah, so we don't say that then it becomes whatever is the possible thing with that kind of an animal. Rather, we say, Rabbi Shimon says it's nothing. We'll see the examples with the Mincha coming up soon. All right, that is the solution of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Now, Matniti Niloke Aitana. Our Mishnah does not follow the read of the Machloket of a particular Tana. Who is that? Rabbi Natan. The Tana Rabbi Natan Omer. Beit Shammai Omerim Nadur V'Nazir. That in our case, when the guy says, I'm a Nazir from Negro Grotan Zvela, you've got both. You're a Nazir, plus you're not allowed to eat Grotan Zvela. And we assume here that Beit Shammai only says you're a Nazir. Beit Hillel Omerim Nadur V'Ein Nazir. And according to this first version, which is the one accepted by the Rambam, that Hillel would say that you are banned from Grogor and Tvela, just not a Nazir. Now, why is that? Beit Shammai Savila Kurab Meir. So Beit Shammai holds like Kurab Meir that Ein Adam Motzid Vav Levatala, therefore Harini Nazir is significant. He also holds Ein Sheila Behekdesh. Plus, Ucha Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the second piece of the Mishnah is that you had to have said Korban. Not just Harin Nazir Mina Grogor and Tvela, but Harin Nazir, Grogor and Tvela, like Korban. And therefore both of them happen. But Hillel Savri like Rabbi Yossi, but Hillel say that, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, that we look at the end of your statement. The end of your statement was a release, and may Hillel hold, you're allowed to release Nazirut. That's version one of Rabbi Natan. Version two, which again won't accord with our Mishnah, so it's still true that it's the Loka Haitana. Leishna Achrina Amrila, there's another version of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omerim Nadur Ve'Eino Nazir. That according to Rabbi Natan, even Beit Shammai does not accept that there's a Nazirut in our Mishnah. Beit Shammai Lo Nadur Ve'Lo Nazir. Beit Hillel says there's nothing. Beit Shammai k'Rabbi Yehuda, so Beit Shammai, he's interpreting Beit Shammai like Rabbi Yehuda says, that you said Korban and it's only about a neder. Beit Hillel k'Rabbi Shimon, and Beit Hillel says like Rabbi Shimon, which is since you said Harein Nazir, Minagrogorot, you said it in a way that it's just not Derech HaNodrim or HaNozrim. You didn't say it in the usual fashion, you mixed and matched, therefore what you said is nothing. All right, now, the Mishnah that we referred to already is Rabbi Shimon's opinion about taking a vow in the normal or the usual way. Now we're presented with that Mishnah from the 12th parak of Menachot. Tnanatam. Homer hare alai mincha lahavi min asorim. Remember, there's only two korbanot that are brought from barley, and that's the minchat ha'omer, brought the day after Pesach, and the minchat sota. So that neither one of those can be voluntarily brought. The person says, I'm accepting a neder to bring a barley offering. Yavim achitim. The Mishnah says, you have to bring an offering, it has to be from wheat. Kamach, if you say I'm going to bring it from coarse flour, yavi solet. You're not allowed to bring coarse flour. So therefore, you bring fine flour. Shelo b'shem en ulvona, every mincha, with the exception of a minchat chote, and minchat sota, which is minchat chote, is brought with oil and with the frankincense on top of it. None of them could ever be voluntarily brought for such a thing. So if you said, I'm going to bring a mincha shelo b'shem en ulvona, yiviyana b'shem en ulvona, you bring it with shem en ulvona. If you say chatzi yisaron, which is half of the minimum offering, yavi yisaron shalem, bring a full yisaron, the minimum offering. If you say yisaron u'mechza, which cannot be brought because it has to be brought in tenths of an ephah, so one is tenth is an yisaron, two yisaronot, yavi shnayim, you bring shtei yisaronot, two tenths. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says if you said any of those formulae, you don't have to bring anything. Because, shaloi nadev kederachamit nadvim. You did not offer in the normal way of offering. When you offer to bring barley, that's not an offering. Half an isaron is not an offering. An isaron is a half, not an offering. A coarse flour is not an offering. Now, so who is the author of the Tanakhama position that says that if you said barley, you do have to bring it from wheat? So Chizkiya says that our Mishnah, that Mishnah Nachot, is really a Mishnah about which there is dissent. And the author represents Beit Shammai. What's their proof? What's his proof? Lav Amri Beit Shammai. Don't Beit Shammai after all say that when you say I'm bringing from the dates, I'm banning myself, I'm a Nazir from dates and from figs, you're a Nazir. So he's equating dates to Nazirut, as I wrote on the page, is equal or parallel to barley to a mincha. So that's Chizkiya's position, is that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, the opposite number of Rabbi Shimon, is Beit Shammai and only Beit Shammai, and Beit Hillel would agree with Rabbi Shimon that you're korban, that you're not chayiv anything. Rabbi Yochanan says no, the position opposite Rabbi Shimon is everybody but Rabbi Shimon, meaning Beit Hillel agrees. Why? We're talking about a case where the guy says, oh, had I known that you couldn't make a neder for barley, I would have said wheat. And so as he intended, when he said barley, what he intended was whatever the minimal thing that's acceptable. Which, by the way, means that Rabbi Shimon still says it's no good, because the formula has to be a proper formula. Now, Amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya then comes and comments on the Mishnah in Menachot. It says something which is strange given what he just said about the being authored by Beit Shammai. Lo shana lo shamar min ha-sorim. It's only true that you have to bring a mincha of wheat if you said, I'm obligating myself to bring barley. Because barley, remember, is something that does go on the Mizbeach. Avamar min ha-dashim. But if you said, I'm bringing lentils, lo maitiv lo klum, you're not chayiv anything. Now, wait a second. Mechizkiya just said that the author of the Mishnah is Kibet Shammai. If you think about it, lentils relative to mincha is parallel to dates relative to nazirut. Because there's no such thing as a nazir from dates. There's no such thing as lentils on the Mizbeach, unlike barley. V'kamei Beit Shammai havei nazir. And after all, in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai says that if you say, I'm a nazir from dates, you're a nazir. So if Beit Shammai is the author of that Mishnah, they should agree that if I said, I'm going to bring adashim, you have to bring a mincha if we're going to parallel about them. The answer is Hadar Bechizkiya. Chizkiya changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah, the Mishnah Menachot, must be talking about a case where the fellow turned around and said, I really intended to do whatever way works, and therefore everybody agrees with it and has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Now, for my Hadar Bechizkiya, why did he change his mind? The answer is, I'm a rabbi, and Nitink Shite was bothered by the Mishnah according to his own interpretation. My, you're going to tell me now, sorry, why did the Mishnah pick barley? It should have said, I'm offering to bring lentils, and that's a bigger chiddush to say, even when you say something that never goes on the Mizbeach, you still have to bring a mincha. The answer is that Beit Shammai, in our Mishnah, he's accepting Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, that Beit Shammai would have said that's not a valid nizirut either. When you say something like that, it's meaningless. Rabbi Yochanan's right that this must be a case where the guy said, I meant to do the right thing. And therefore, adashim is just so far off base that it doesn't work. But seorim, I know, goes on the Mizbeach. That's what I intended. And now, Rabbi Yochanan turns around and says something that's surprising. Afilu min adashim. Even if you said, I'm going to bring adashim, you're chayav. Rabbi Yochanan hu damar b'omer ilu hayiti adashim no drin kach lo nadayti kach alakach. Rabbi Yochanan said, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy said, oh, had I known that you couldn't make a neder about barley, I would have brought wheat. You can't say that about lentils. Everybody knows you can't bring lentils on the Mizbeach. So the answer is the Dvar of the Chizkiya to Kamar. He wasn't saying his own opinion. He was saying, according to you, Chizkiya, you should explain that even lentils work. Meaning, my Tamakahadat Bach, why did you change your mind and step back from your position and maintain that the Mishnah Menachot is the Divrei HaKol, and where the guy said, I would have said it differently, why didn't you stick with your original position, Shum Delok Tanim Min Arashim, because you were bothered that the Mishnah Menachot didn't go to lentils, but went to Seorim, which seems to be a little more obvious. says, Dilmalomi Bayakamar. Rabbi Yochanan turns around and says, no, Chizkiya, think about it. Maybe lentils is even more obvious. Why? Certainly, when you say adashim, you have to bring a proper mincha. Because clearly, the minute you said adashim, you know that they don't come on the mizbeach, so you meant the mincha. In other words, when you said min adashim, you're trying to change your mind. And we hold like Reb Meir, the tfos lashon rishon, you accept the, you listen to the first phrase, hare alai, mincha. But when you said barley, you certainly intended ikidcha kamincha ta omer uchamincha tsota tiktosh. That when you said I'm going to bring from barley, you really meant it. You said I'm going to carry mincha from the barley, which means if they'll accept it like a mincha tchota and a mincha tsota, fine. Ve'ilolo, and if not, which means maybe the Mishnah when it said Minas Sorim is valid, is trying to teach you that you would think that Sorim doesn't work because Sorim really does go on the Mizbeach, and maybe you intended that kind of Korban which you cannot voluntarily bring, and your intention was that if they don't accept it, I'm not making it. Kamash Polan Demaiti Minachitim. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach that you bring Minachitim. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan turned around to Chizkiya and said, my position is my position. But you should not have changed your mind in opposition to me. You should have maintained that that Mishnah was authored by Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai, not like Rabbi Yehuda reads him, but like the Tanakhama reads him in our Mishnah, that it really is a valid Nazirut. And Adashim and Seorim, all of them are the same to a mincha as dates are to Nazirut. And Beit Shammai would say it's valid because the minute you said Hareini Nazir, that's it. And the rest of it doesn't do anything to it. You can't be Shoel ala Hektesh, you can't be Shoel ala Nazirut. And the fact that the Mishnah didn't list Adashim is because Adashim is even more obvious than Seorim, that it's valid, because Seorim, since there is a mincha of Seorim, maybe you intended to say, if I can bring barley, fine, and if not, but with lentils, it seems like you changed your mind, so that would be more obvious that you're stuck with it. So in any case, that brings us to the close of this piece. Amir Tzashem, in the next podcast, we will pick up at this Mishnah on Daf Yod Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.